Being present wholeheartedly and with undivided attention, not just during class but during the period before and after, is a wonderful gift to your students. It sounds simple, but it's easy to overlook. In my 20s, I completed a 6-month Ashtanga yoga internship in London. The classes were taught in a beautiful old building in a large room on the first floor with high ceilings and wooden floorboards. The beginner students were led through a variation of the primary series in the back of the room, and the more advanced students practiced Mysore style, moving through the sequence at their own pace with the teacher offering one-on-one support and hands-on adjustments at the front of the room. I observed and assisted the senior teachers for some time before I was given the beginner's class to teach. This was my first time teaching yoga to adults. I had experience teaching dance to students, but up until this point, I had only taught yoga to children. And I remember feeling really nervous about leading the students through the chant at the beginning of the practice and then guiding them through the postures. I'd practiced teaching the chant and the postures beforehand, and I was elated when I made it through the entire series and the students were lying quietly in Shavasana. In my excitement, I left the students lying in Shavasana and I went over to another intern teacher on the other side of the room, and we laughed and hugged and congratulated each other on a job well done. That was until my mentor came over and told us in no uncertain terms that we were to leave our students during Shavasana and we should definitely not be giggling and carrying on while they were practicing. Ouch. That deflated me immediately, but it taught me a very important lesson about holding space that I have never forgotten. Now, when my students are in Shavasana, I sit quietly with my eyes open, gently observing the students in front of me. I may check my notes, but I never leave the students, I never talk to anyone, and I never check my phone or look at social media, ever. I sit quietly without hovering or disturbing my students, present and available if they need me. Being present isn't just about when your students are in Shavasana, though. It begins from the moment your students come into the door to the moment they leave. Let's take a look at some of the guidelines for being present. In a class full of students, it's impossible to be present with all of them all of the time, but it is possible to have an open, attentive, and loving awareness of the class as a whole. And when you're engaging with a student individually, to give them your undivided attention. So a great way to begin your class with presence is to check in with your students before the class starts. This might be as simple as saying hello and checking in with them briefly about what's going on with them on that day. Like one of the students said in the survey that I did, they really appreciated when the teacher asked about their needs prior to class rather than being singled out during class. We're going to have a look a little more deeply in the next session on welcoming and farewelling your students. Try really listening to your students when they're speaking to you. It sounds simple, but it's actually really overlooked. I don't know how many times I've been in a yoga class and the teacher doesn't really seem to be present when I'm speaking. They're listening in to a conversation on the other side of the room or they're checking their phone. We're going to be going into this into more detail in the listening skills section, but for now, let's just say how important it is to really listen when your students are speaking to you. Try this out next time you're teaching. Try making gentle eye contact and smiling encouragingly with your students individually throughout the class. It doesn't have to be intense, but it does help to ensure that even in a big class, each person feels like they've been seen. And there is such a gift in being seen. Don't underestimate the power of it. As best you can, keep your attention focused on what you're doing. Try not to daydream about your plans after class while you're teaching or while you're talking to a student. I know this isn't always easy, and I'm not saying that we have to be perfect, but just, as my daughter likes to say, do your best. Even if your students don't need immediate assistance or instruction, like when they're in Shavasana, continue to remain present and attentive anyway. be available and present without hovering or being too intense. Don't leave during class. Now, I've been in classes where the teacher arrives after the students, whether they're running late or intentionally making a dramatic entrance, I'm not sure. And I've been in other classes where the teacher leaves before the students have finished. I went to a class once with a teacher who I really respect, who ended the class by writing the details of the pranayama practice on the whiteboard in the front of the room and telling the students to do the practice, then meditate for as long as they like, as she had to go and see a private student. She then left the class 5 minutes before the scheduled end time and was not available for any check-in or discussion afterwards. In my mind, this is not ideal. With this experience, a student could feel unsure, unsafe, abandoned, and unimportant enough for the teacher to stay until the end of class. My suggestion is to stay physically and emotionally present and available throughout the entire class. Don't check your phone while teaching. Just don't do it. Okay. Welcome and farewell your students. This is TKV Desikachar and his father Krishnamacharya. In his book about his father, Desikachar wrote about one way his father Krishnamacharya would be present with his students. He said, "My father's students were often amazed that he would greet them at the gate when they arrived, conduct the lessons, and then escort them back to the gate and bid them farewell. It is a practice that I continue. Often a student considers it a somewhat elaborate courtesy, but is actually a vinyasa. Our time together begins with their arrival and draws to a close with the departure. Vinyasa grants both the teacher and the student a sense of completion that is also a preparation for the next phase of our life." I love this idea of greeting, teaching, and farewelling of our students as a vinyasa. Whether you choose to greet your students at the gate or not, we can still bring this quality of welcoming and farewelling as part of the sequence of the class in our teaching. Being present and available when your students arrive and after class helps to create a safe container for your students. I always try to greet my students individually when they arrive, and at the end of class, I say to the whole class something like this. "Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm going to be here for a couple of minutes after class, so if something came up for you that you'd like to chat about, or you'd just like to come and say hi, please do. I'll be here." Doing this regularly helps students know what to expect every time they come to your class, and they know you will be present and available if they have something important to share with you before, or if something challenging arises within the class, they know that you'll be available to chat with them afterwards. Students will feel more likely to trust in you and your teachings if they know you're present and available if they need support, and to celebrate their achievements with them. Be mindful that while it's important that you're available for your students, you need to be conscious of your scope of practice and not take on the role of a counselor. If students start going deeply into difficult experiences or past trauma, it's important to encourage them to speak with a mental health professional. We're going to go more into this later. Also, much of the work that we're doing in yoga is supporting students to come into their bodies. And engaging in too much dialogue can take people out of their bodies and into their heads. In summary, be present, warm, available, and approachable to your students before, during, and after class. Thank you for your presence during this section, and I look forward to seeing you over in the next lecture.